Let's go out to Rosemont and talk to Mayor Stevens.
Yeah, I guess Rosemont yesterday, John, was ranked as one of the top vacation destinations in the region, along with Schaumburg. And this is by Expedia, so this is a big deal.
In the region?
In the region.
Okay.
Yeah, so Traveling Expedia ranked the two northwest suburbs in its top 50 by analyzing users who review the attractions of friendliness, cleanliness, comfort, and overall quality. If you haven't been out to that MV park, you got to go.
Well, I love the looks of that park. Every time I drive down the tollway and I drive through Rosemont, I think to myself, I've been to a number of these facilities, obviously, and these restaurants, but I keep thinking to myself, this is a destination now, not just a place of convenience. I don't have to be at the convention center to enjoy the restaurants and the nightlife or the bungee jumping or the
high
vertical
flying, sure.
High flying.
Sure.
And obviously, this guy's done a terrific job, as his dad did previously, in getting Rosemont to kind of carve out its own identity. Mr. Mayor, welcome to Double the L's. Were you surprised by this? And do you resent sharing it with Schaumburg?
Well, let's be clear. We're 21st. Schaumburg's 24th. We're
okay.
Very proud.
Duly noted. Duly noted.
And, sort of. I think that that people like coming here for the entertainment, the things that we offer at MB Park, the things at Allstate Arena, the Rosemont Theater, Convention Center, our hotels. I mean, there's 6,000 hotel rooms here in Rosemont, and soon, we'll be adding that minor league baseball club that'll be playing next May.
That'll be great. We can't wait for that. So.
When do you get that up and running? I know that they've broken ground there on the new stadium, right?
It's well under construction. The slated completion date is April 1 of 18. The season will start mid to end of May next year. So that, along with the new Dave & Buster's, Trulux Seafood and Steaks, Carmine's Italian Restaurant, another new little boutique hotel called The Rose by Hilton. And then we're happy to announce only the third one in the world, a DHL Innovation Center, where they basically will take people on tours and show them the evolution of how DHL became one of the leaders in the tightest ship in the shipping business.
Good thing you guys didn't get the Cubs, because you wouldn't have known where to put them.
Well, that's right, and I take a lot of credit for that. We offered them the land, and they became winners. So
there you go. That did it. Put them over the top.
I'm very flattered with the park at Wrigley, because the park at Rosemont sounds a little bit like that.
Dude, so, I thought that would have been a good idea for them. I honestly, that probably would have been a good move at one time. But, that's behind you. Looking at the casino, which is just north of Rosemont now, I know that Rosemont made a bid for that, didn't happen, and went to Des Plaines, but you still get a lot of that because it's in such close proximity. So that's another benefit to everything that's going on in Rosemont, even though it doesn't sit inside the village limits.
Yeah, Rivers Casino is a partner, sponsorship partner with us. It's a great attraction. I think that we help it more than it helps us. It provides an amenity for the folks that live, that stay in the hotels, that live in the area, to go there and lose their money and go home sad.
if it was in Rosemont, they wouldn't lose their
right.
money.
Because right. John,
no,
when you go to the outlet mall, you don't spend any money.
Favor. Yeah,
Mr. Mayor,
you got to send your girls down. Come on, the mall's hurting. We only took in about $15 million in sales tax.
All right, we'll get out there. I drive by that every time and thinking about going in there into the steakhouses that are available. I always ask this of any mayor, and it's a gotcha question, so be prepared. Name your favorite restaurant in Rosemont, Mayor Stevens.
All of them.
There you go.
Smart guy.
Hey, and by the way, when you drive by the outlet mall, look for that big John Ray digital billboard. I like that.
Where's that?
Yeah, thanks.
We'll work on that.
Congratulations,
we're
pal.
That,
is Maria's still open there? I used to go to this great Mexican restaurant, Maria's.
Maria's, it's actually in Chicago. That's Foster Avenue there. That's where that water main that the old man Daly and my dad
made
that deal for the water.
Yeah.
Chicago water gets sent right to Rosemont. That's why we have probably some of the best, if not the best, water rates in the suburbs.
That was a terrific deal. That was a sweetheart deal. I thought Maria, I've always pictured Maria's in Rosemont, but I guess technically Chicago's still
a great place.
I love that place.
It's Rosemont because of the close proximity. And Maria's a great lady. and her boys, they run that place, and they've got another one over on Highland Avenue in Chicago.
Well, we'll see you this year at the beaches of Rosemont. It's one of the top vacation destinations.
You know, Ray, I'm going to give you guys the scoop. We're in the process of building an ocean with a white sand beach. Just so we're trying to get up there into the teens from 21. So
there
we'll
you go.
Work on that next.
If right, there's pal. Any community that can do that, it'd be Rosemont. Thank you,
fact.
Mr. Mayor. Congratulations, sir.
All right, guys.
Take care.
Schaumburg on that list as well. Schaumburg came in at 24th, Rosemont 21st, and that's Expedia that voted on that. So that's a pretty big deal.